News release. Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. Sue Sweet. Marie, Mish. A Tyler Fortson marker 45 seconds into overtime saw the Sioux Eagles stave off a late comeback by the Kirkland Lake Gold Miners to prevail 4-3 Friday night in a Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League interdivisional encounter at Puller Stadium. The lone goal of the first period came via the man advantage, 8.5 minutes in, when the Eagles' Darby McCarthy cranked a blast from the left circle that flew past Gold Miners netminder Graydon Mole. Adding to their lead midway through the matchup, Gabriel Fisher put Sault Ste. Marie ahead by 2 by cranking in a shot from the right side for his 10th of the campaign. The Sioux built on that at 13:31 when Zach Schweitzer worked a two-man break with Benjamin Puglio and whipped his chance past Mole. Getting one back before the intermission, the Gold Miners' Joseph Bastien Picard worked his way free in front and smartly picked the bottom left corner on Michael Shelley to make it a 3-1 game after 40 minutes. In the third, Kirkland Lake got their goalie out for an extra skater late and were rewarded with Bastien Picard banging in his second of the night, with 1.5 minutes remaining. Continuing to press, the Gold Miners got Mole out again and forced overtime within. De Bresch worked his way into the left circle and ripped the equalizer top shelf with 25 seconds to go in regulation. In OT, the Sioux broke out of their own zone and saw Fortson slam in the game winner off a crisp cross-ice feed from Landon Stevens to end it in dramatic fashion. The result saw the Eagles raise their record to 3-2-2-0-1-2 and move into a tie with the Espanola Paper Kings for the fourth and final playoff spot in the NOJHL West. With a point in defeat, Kirkland Lake moved to 1-0-3-7-5-2 overall.